You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. And I am your host, Kelsey motherfucking Dara. How are we, confidants? Oh, I feel like I've been in such a funk lately, and I'm finally coming out my funk. I don't know how I cured it. I think it's a little bit of delusion, a little bit of fake it till you make it, a little bit of mantra work, you know, waking up each day going, how lucky am I that I get to be me and do the things I get to do, and I should be very grateful. I should. I am very grateful. You know, speaking the present tense, all that jazz. How are we, confidants? Oh my gosh. Hey, starting off this episode right off the top hot. Ding dong. The witch is dying, maybe. That's right. Here's the rundown. And it's grosser than a gas station hot dog in the middle of July. Okay, Trump is currently possibly maybe kicking that old bucket. He's got what doctors call a vascular condition, which is just a fancy way of saying his legs are trying to secede from the rest of his body. Specifically, reports say he is dealing with chronic venous insufficiency. Venous. Not a doctor. Don't Google it. Insufficiency and possibly deep vein thrombosis. Translation. Okay. His legs are like, nah, we're not going to help you anymore. We're just, you're on your own, buddy, right? Like, I guess the blood in his legs isn't going back up. They're quitting on him. They are like, we are tired of your bullshit. Okay. We've carried you this far and we didn't even want to do that. But we had no choice. And now we have a choice. And our choices fail. Yeah, it's something that people called out. He didn't even come to the public with this information. People saw him sitting and they said, damn, Trump, your cankles are thick. Them legs be fatty and not in a good way. Not in the PH way. We're concerned. His pants were a little too tight. And also his hands were turning gangrene. They were looking real funky. He was looking like a zombie bit into his skin. He was looking like he was decomposing. People were like, That doesn't look right. What's that about? And enough speculation came out that the White House had to say something. And they were like, fine, you got us. He's eaten one too many McRib fishes. Okay? It's not looking good for your guy. Listen, my birthday's coming up. And I can't think of a better gift, universe. I'll leave that there. I just wanted to get that one out of the way. Now it's time for some bing
housekeeping.
Housekeeping. I feel like I'm going through a bisexual dilemma. This is like, I want to get a little bit nuanced here. Okay. This is a real problem I have. So I think because, you know, the athlete is gone. He is long distance in the country of Ireland right now. That was an Irish accent. That was really bad. Pretend you didn't hear that. I think when he's here, I feel very satiated. I feel very taken care of. You know what I'm saying? If you catch my drift. And then the second he leaves, I'm like, I need to be with a woman. I am craving feminine energy. Women like look more beautiful to me. They're more sparkly. And it's not that I don't think that when he's here, I'm more aware of my body's callings when he is not around. And I think it's also because I've been like doing a lot of work at home lately. So I've been by myself a lot and I've just been like, you know, when I'm a little, when I got to take care of business and my brain goes to places of like, women are beautiful, like their faces, their jaw structures. I'm just going through that dilemma of like, dang, what is like wrong with me that I am so like, I'm so digestive of the spectrum. Like, I think all humans can be beautiful, but I just sometimes I'm like, what's wrong with me that I feel so strongly one way or the other? Like, people are always like, bisexual isn't like one day you're this and one day you're that. I'm like, sometimes for me, I'm like, oh yeah, no, right. I am definitely in my feminine women pussy phase right now. So that's I feel like I've been so in that I've taken men out of the dating apps completely. If everyone knows that my boyfriend and I are open. And I feel like not too long ago, I was in a phase of like, I just wanted masculine energy. And then now I'm like, get off my screen. And if a man pops up for some reason, I'm like, ah, you scammer. What are you doing here? Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, that's where I'm at emotionally. hopefully though, I'm hoping to give some good news about the athlete's career, and hopefully I get to go visit him soon and go see him play the sport, because it's really cool when your partner is like achieving his dreams, and like he was already achieving his dreams, then he got injured, and so to see all the work, you know, I met him when he was quote at his lowest quote. He was injured, and to see all the hard work and sweat and blood and tears that have come out of this man, and to like, I got to just see some like preseason footage of him playing, and I'm just like bursting at the seams because I know that feeling, and I'm like, oh my God, this feels so good. This feels so nice to like share this with a person. It's so good. I'm so proud of him. Anyway, besides that, also be alert. We got the new merch dropping with the collaboration with Freddie Tyler Paul. Don't talk to me until I've had my Lexpro Laced Iced Coffee shirts and sweatshirts. Should be dropping, I want to say, this week. I'm going to say it. They're dropping this week. I've been playing around in Canva making like the advertising assets for it. And I just can't fucking settle on a direction. I feel like I'm the one holding up all of the launch of it. I'm just like, who cares? Make 100. Who? No one cares if they all are the same hex colors and have the same little graphics on them. Like, just make stuff that you think looks pretty and people will enjoy it. Or at least that's what I hope. Tee hee hee hee. Also, you know what we haven't done in a while? Tickety tock top me. Okay, I've been waiting to do this all week since I have seen it on TikTok. I have specifically not done it until this very moment. I've been seeing a trend on TikTok. So I don't know if it necessarily taught me anything, but it's a trend where people breathe out. This is so stupid that I'm doing this on the podcast. But cut to me in bed, like watching these TikToks and being like, I'm saving this for the podcast. I can't wait to do this with my confidants. And hey, if you're feeling funny, you can join with me in doing this. But I've been seeing these TikToks where people breathe all of the air out of their lungs, and then they try to scream as loud as they can. And the results have been so freaking funny. And I got a pretty deep diaphragm in the non-sexual way, in just the regular chest capacity way. Because I was a singer, okay? Everyone knows about the chest and the diaphragm breath. Like, there's one breath that goes like, and then you can see my hand raised, and then the other breath comes from the tum-tum. It's the same thing as breath work. So like, breath out the tum-tum and then breath out the chest. So I would like to now finally do my little scream breath trend that I've been seeing on TikTok with you now, just to see how it sounds. And I'm going to try not to breathe in too deep. I'm going to try and just expel all the air out of my lungs. Okay, so here we go. Was that it? That was it. It kind of sounds like me when I sleep scream, when I'm like, oh my God, maybe that's what sleep screaming is. It's trying to scream without being able to take a deep breath in. Oh God. You know what? That was worth the fucking wait, confidants. That was worth the fucking wait. Oh man. Okay. Sorry. Let me get my shit together. Okay. Oh, I even have another fun one. I have another fun TikTok topic. So I don't know if y'all been watching this new show on Netflix called Building the Band. It's obviously a Making the Band knockoff, but there's a twist where the band members actually choose each other. It's like Love is Blind meets Building the Band. So it's a bunch of amazing, incredible singers in these little boxes by themselves. They do blind auditions. Everyone else gets to hear their audition. And then if you want to like match with someone, you press a button and then you guys get to build your own band. And it was really cool and very, it's like interesting and I really like it a lot. And they're incredible singers. And it's kind of like an interesting psychology experiment to me too, as someone who's like an unscripted filmmaker. I love to see how like people act. That's just, the human condition is very fascinating to your girl. And one thing I was like floored by was these people never have met, they've never sang with each other, and they could harmonize fucking perfectly. And I was like, bitch, I used to be able to do that, but I learned it when I was so young and I was like in choir and chorus at school that I don't really think I knew how. I think I just had an ear for it back then. And I tried to fucking harmonize these days. Bitch, do you know how hard that is? And I thought it was just something either you had or you didn't have. So I thought I could like just jump right back into doing it. No, no, no. It's very much a skill. Harmonizing is very much a skill. So I went down a deep TikTok thread and I learned about harmonizing is essentially going down 2 to 3 steps from the note that is being sung, or 2 to 3 steps up singing the song as it's supposed to be sung. And then you sing the melody from that note regular. But what's really hard is to stay singing the song on that pitch, on that note, without dropping back into the regular melody. And I have been trying to practice it all week. Like the one I've been doing is like Pink Pony Club, because they say like take a song you know really well so you can practice it. So I go pink, right? Like that's the starting note. Pink Pony Club. So I've been going pink, pink pony club, I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink. Obviously it sounds way fucking better than that, but it's been fascinating to try and hear songs just like when I'm driving in the car and then pitch up 2 or 3 notes or pitch down 2 or 3 notes and try and build that skill back up. Like, has anyone ever gone or tried to go back into vocal lessons and singing since they have quit since childhood? Because that shit is hard, bro. If anyone has any tips, I know I got some musical theater girlies. I know I got some singers in here. Okay, give me some tips about harmonizing. Is that why people also close one of their ears when they're listening to people sing? I don't know. I got to practice more. This is what happens when I live alone for too long. Oh, another thing that was kind of crazy housekeeping that happened a couple days ago that I am going to post about on TikTok, but I haven't. So you guys are getting exclusive listen. I moved into this apartment not long ago, a couple months, and I've been redoing it and, you know, getting all my things together, and I am getting mail from the former tenants, and a piece of mail comes and I noticed that the name on it is the name of a famous person. And I was like, huh, what are the odds that this is the actual person? There's no way. So whatever, don't think anything of it. Another couple of pieces of mail comes for them. And I'm like, what are the odds? It's got to be. And then I was confirmed that it was that person because I started getting fan mail, like handwritten fan mail. And it would like have things on the outside that was like, I'm number one fan. And I was like, oh my God, this totally is that fucking person. So I go to Instagram and I DM this person. And I was like, hi, fat chance you'll see this, but I think I live where you used to live. And I'm getting your mail. Do you want me to forward it somewhere? I've just been like leaving it in the post room, but do you want like an assistant to come pick it up? What would you like? She messages me back, funnily enough. And she's like, oh, like literally do whatever you want with it. I don't want it. Anything I need, I get to my place. Throw it away if you want. Open it if it's any good PR. And I was like, oh my God, the gods are looking out for me. And the universe heard me and they care. So what happens is mostly it's just like junk mail or like fan stuff, which I don't open because I think I don't want to do that. But I get a box the other day, dropped up on my doorstep, bing bong. And I noticed it's addressed to her. And it's a big box. It's also international mail. It's come from Canada. And I'm like, okay, Canada, big PR box. It must be because like, look at the packaging. And it's all nice and da, 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 da. And I'm like, you know what? She told me I could open it. If there was anything good, I'm going to open it. I hope I'm not like admitting to a felony on air. Whatever. Come for me, bitch. I open the box and it's like weirdly packaged. It's like a big box for not that much stuff. And first thing I see is a bouquet of chocolate roses that have been half eaten and like opened. And I'm like, okay, I don't think this is a PR box. I think this is someone like sent these roses. And then there's a little box in it. And I open the box and there's these sunglasses in there. And the sunglasses are kind of like crazy. And I feel like maybe they were something that the person thought that the famous girly would have worn. Maybe she'd worn it in the past. I don't know. But I was like, I shouldn't be touching these. They're sunglasses. They're pretty cute, but I'm not going to put those on my face. Absolutely not. There could be anthrax on this thing. I noticed a handwritten letter. And in the letter, it talks about how much this person loves this person, how they want the famous girl to have their babies. There's a lot of talk about, I want you to be with me. You're my future wife. I want you to have my children. It'll be a good tax write-off, which there's a point, but I don't think he was getting across what he was trying to get across actively. And then the thing that scared me and freaked me out the most was there was a video game inside the package that the front cover is a man like in a sweatshirt hoodie with a giant bloody knife M-wording a woman. And I even tried to look it up and I couldn't find this video game out anywhere. And I've since thrown it away, obviously, because it freaked me the fuck out. But I didn't think, like, should I have, like, put it in my computer and seen it, what it was on there? Because it didn't look like a real video. It did, but it didn't. It looked like a real jank-ass ghetto version of someone's, like, graphic design school. But, like, the imagery on the case was very violent and I didn't like that. I didn't like that, especially because the girl looked like the famous person on the cover. And I was just like, what's wrong with men? Why would he think that was a good idea to send her on the front? It was like, I am, what did it say? Oh, I forget. It said something weird on the front. And then in the middle, it was like, you're my wife. Just why? And now I'm like, do I need to move? My boyfriend was like, or no, my sister was like, you should send a letter back to that man and be like, she doesn't live here anymore. This is who lives here now. And just send a picture of like a giant, buff, scary dude. Which I don't know. I thought about it. Maybe I should. Like, hey, don't get any ideas. There's no one here that you want to talk to. Or fuck, hopefully. So what do you guys think? Should I, A, DM the celebrity and tell her? I feel like that's not helpful and probably would just be like stressful for her. And do I need to move? All these questions and more when we come back from the break. Speaking of questions, did you know that you are not supposed to push during childbirth? I know, we're taking a left turn, y'all. We'll BRV.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, that's right. You may not have thought that this week's episode was going to be all about things they don't tell you about childbirth, but alas, this podcast is evergreen, baby, okay? It is complex. It is fabriced. It is full, okay? And we can jump all over for topics, okay? And so now we've gone fully to childbirth. That's right. I have been trashing on children lately. What else is new? I talked about how stressful it was to go visit my best friend with her two kids. I was talking to another friend that I don't think should be having kids, and she was like talking about having kids, and I was like, I don't think it is. Based on what I've seen, I feel like maybe this would be hard to do solo. I was on my friend's podcast where she was talking about getting ready to have kids, and I was talking about how stressed out kids me. Anyway, I felt bad because I feel like I was talking a lot of shit about kids in my sphere, and I was like, you know what? I feel like I need to educate myself a little bit. I got a lot of pregnant friends right now. I got two that are going to pop any minute now. I'm literally like waiting for the text. And I feel like I'm not educated enough on the experience of becoming a mother, on birthing a baby, if you will. I got down into a deep rabbit hole. I got into a deep rabbit hole about the wild, downright WTF and viral, because a lot of these are coming from the internet as well, from mothers' experiences. Facts about birth, okay? So with a little help from TikTok and some doulas and some labor and delivery nurses, I've got some facts that I will expose about things you maybe didn't know about birth. And if you have given birth to a child, drop a comment below. Let me know if you've heard of these already or if any of these are actually new to you. Because I have some friends, like I said, who are pregnant that are taking birthing classes, and they come back with a new crazy fact every week. And I'm like, what? And they didn't know it either. And I'm like, you're about to pop one of them things out. I feel like you should know these things. But no, alas, the body is a magical, crazy, complex Rubik's Cube of miracles. Okay, so the main fact that like got me down this rabbit hole was my friend was talking about hypnobirthing, which is not really about pushing. And so she said, did you know you're not supposed to like push during childbirth? Like natural childbirth would happen. Contractions would push the baby out. And in an ideal birth, a doula talks about, a baby would literally eject itself out of your body like a little slippery torpedo, okay? And we just actually, yes, I'm looping myself into this as a woman who could if she wanted to. We are just supposed to breathe and not interfere with the body doing the contraction. So many women tighten and scream and like freak out, and it's actually putting more toughness on the muscles to be able to relax them. You're supposed to relax them and let the contractions like push the baby out. And I was like, oh my God, that's why the whole like breathing, like, like, and if you're going to breathe, you're supposed, or if you're going to push, you're supposed to be breathing out at the same time. And I was like, bruh, so this hypnobirthing thing is all about not like necessarily learning those push bear down techniques, but it's teaching you how to withstand the pain of contractions to be able to let the body does what it's naturally supposed to be able to do. And hypnobirthing is really more focused on getting through the pain rather than like making something happen. And I was looking up, obviously, hypnobirth on TikTok, and it looked really peaceful. Like whether women got epidurals, and I think with epidurals, you kind of might need to help push the contractions along because you can't necessarily feel everything, but you can feel pressure. And so you push and kind of helps it go along. And I was like, what the fuck? Why are we taught that we're supposed to do this like pushing bear down breathing thing? And guess what? Believe it or not, it's going to be the medical industrial complex. That's right. Hospitals wanted us to be having babies faster so that they could cycle us through sooner so that they could charge us more money. That's right. All of these things, the Pitocin, the epidurals, all of those things were created, they say, to make women more comfortable during birth. But really, they just don't want us to be able to do it naturally. No, I don't know. That sounded like real big conspiracy theory. But it's not their fault necessarily. This is a system that has created that the turnover rate is more important than, you know, the woo-woo natural version of what I guess the body could do. And, you know, women want to be at a hospital in case something goes wrong when they're doing birth. And how could they capitalize on that? They're going to make it have to go faster. They got to do 10 of these a day. Okay. Got to get you in, got to get you out. So we've just been like in stirrups, red faced in like every single movie screaming for the theatrics, I think. Plus there is a lot of damage that can happen with coached pushing and coached breathing, pushing like vaginal tearing, pelvic floor issues, etc. So just something to think about. Moving along to the next one. The shakes. Nobody tells you about birth. All about the shakes you can get right towards the end, the buildup of birth, and afterwards. I was watching videos of women chattering their teeth shattering, chattering. And then here's the kicker. You're probably not cold. Nope. There are teeth chatterings happening because there's a massive shift in hormones and fluid shifts. And your body's also pumping a fuck ton of adrenaline. And sometimes that comes out through teeth chattering. And some nurses found that skin to skin with your baby will sometimes help. I think it probably grounds you, brings you back into the present, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, here's a fun one. Didn't know this was a fucking thing. Do y'all know the origin of the word or like the saying, the pregnant pause? Like she took a pregnant pause. Yeah. Do you know where that comes from? Mm-hmm. Okay. So some women after birth, they don't like bond with the baby. They can't even look at the baby. They, you know, they do that thing where they like put the baby right on your chest afterwards. And some women are like, I can't, like, please take it away. Like, I can't get it off me. And it's not that she's not connected with the baby or that she doesn't love the baby. It's that sometimes a woman right after giving birth, her body has just lost so much blood, hormone shifts. There is so much happening trauma-wise to the body that your brain can't override this instinct where once the body has pushed the baby out, it goes, I literally need to hit my reset button. And they kind of go like a little bit like catatonic, disassociate out of their body where they're like, yeah, no, I can't look at the baby. I just need a second to like gather myself. That is a pregnant pause. That is literally the woman's body hitting the restart, the on-off, blow on it, plug it back in. Your body is in that moment taking the time to say, I know that my life will never be the same again. I'm going to physically, chemically change from this moment forward as a mother. And that is the fucking pregnant pause. Is that not crazy? I heard that shit and I was like, what? They don't teach you that shit in school, especially not in Florida public school. Anyway, the placenta. Let's talk about her for a moment. Didn't realize this. The placenta is literally an organ you grow and then expel and get rid of and dispense of. Let me repeat that. You literally grow an organ only to like bloop it out of your puss and get rid of it, to trash it. You are literally able to grow a disposable organ that keeps your baby alive, right? Like, so you're basically creating this entire life support system from scratch in your body. No big deal. Whatever, whatever, whatever. And then you're also having to birth the placenta too, which people don't talk about. That is after the baby is out, you will still have contractions because your body needs to birth the placenta, which is usually the size of a dinner plate. And fun fact, a lot of cultures and even now just people, women in general, are eating it. They're getting it powdered and capsulized so that they can keep the nutrients out of it. Some hospitals throw it away and some people bury it. That's like a cultural thing. I would totally eat mine. I'm just going to put that on the record right there. I think that's baller as fuck. I'm not letting that shit go to waste. My mama told me to eat all of my food. Okay. Do you know how much good shit is in a placenta? Crazy. Although a placenta has its own DNA. What the fuck? What the fuck? So if there are cells left over from the placenta still in your body, that can alter your body's DNA because you will literally absorb that and it can change your DNA. We are just walking around like, and this shit is happening every single day and we're not talking about it. This is fucking nanners, okay? People who give birth, superheroes. Fucking crazy. Oh, here's another fun one. The uterus. Yeah. She grows up to 500 times its original size during pregnancy. So pre-pregnancy, your uterus is about the shape and size of a pear. But by the third trimester, it stretches to the size of a watermelon or larger. And it can weigh from, when you're not pregnant, 2 ounces to 2.5 pounds. Yeah, that's right. 2 ounces to 2 pounds. 2.5 pounds. It stretches from being hidden deep inside of your pelvis to sitting underneath your ribs. Like, I literally thought I understood what happens during the miracle of life. I don't know shit. I don't know dick shit. And this is fascinating stuff to me. The body is crazy. Like, this bitch grows 500 times its size and then also just has the nerve to shrink back like it was nothing. Fun fact, too, some pussies also don't shrink back after vaginally. And another labor and delivery nurse said that with all the pushing, especially if your labor is like extended for what can be up to 72 hours for on average, that labor can be is each labia will get about 3 finger sized, each labia. So on each size, it can get puffed out that big. So is this episode birth control or are you guys like fascinated? Because I'm feeling 50-50. I am parts horrified, parts mesmerized by all of this. Oh, this was probably the coolest information I learned doing all my research. When you breastfeed, your nips, yeah, it is literally taking in, it is absorbing your baby's saliva, understanding what pathogens your baby has, and also noting if your baby has any viruses or illness or sicknesses that they might not even be showing symptoms of. And your breast milk goes, okay, we got that information. We got to take that back up to the body and brain. We are now going to produce breast milk within hours that has those antibodies to help make your baby healthy. Are you kidding? What? Why does no one fucking tell us this? That is insane information. Within hours, it's like making medicine. And so also this, I don't know if it's the word has gained popularity, but like this was shown on social media during the COVID-19 pandemic where women's breast milk was turning crazy colors and doing wild things because it was the first time that like breast milk was making that antibody to protect their babies against COVID. Like what? I don't know that I would want to be a doctor, but stuff like this really, truly makes me like think about the miracle that is just us walking and talking and moving around in these giant skin suits. Like the body is cuckoo nanners. If you are also breastfeeding after birth, this happens to a lot of women, most women, but not everybody, but it does happen to most, that you will not get a period until you stop breastfeeding. So you will bleed after birth. That is very normal. But you won't have an actual period until you stop breastfeeding. Huh. Huh. Fascinating. Rounding out all of these freakishly cool facts, we got a couple more. Did you know that humans are the only mammals, animals, whose babies can't walk immediately to soon after birth? Now that I put it that way, what the fuck is going on with that? Even a giraffe is like, but a baby, that shit takes years. What's going on with that? I was seeing online something. It has something to do about the pelvis and the shape and the size is not big enough to gestate a baby long enough so that it can learn to walk. I don't know. But I just thought that was funny and interesting. Let's end our last fact about birth. Childbirth on something that will set you free, but it'll also piss you off. We give birth on our backs because of a man. That's right. You heard me. We didn't start doing birth on our backs until King Louis XIII. This slutty man whore was having 22 children with multiple mistresses, and this little perv was pissed that he couldn't watch the miracle that is childbirth. Like, Jesus, what else do you need? And so he started making the women lie on their backs so he could be there to see it all. And like, I get trying to be a supportive partner, but this just feels like gross and manipulative because it wasn't for the woman. It was for him. There's no proof that being on your back is any better than a standing or squatting position or doing what feels right to your body. Often your body is like trying to tell you the position it wants to be in, which is why like a lot of women want to move around. They want to be out of the ball. Water births are a big thing now because of it. You can move around easier. It takes the gravity off of your belly, et cetera, et cetera. So this motherfucker was like, lay on your back so I can watch. And suddenly, because he was royalty, all the other people were like, this is what King Louis does. We should be doing this. He's really cool and the king. So like, let's do it. And word got around and bitches started birthing on their backs because of it. I'm pissed, in the words of Liz from Survivor. And therefore, if I ever fall and hit my head and decide to have a baby, I will purposefully, out of spite, just to show it to the man, not be birthing on my back. Hey, wasn't that fun? I feel like that episode was kind of crazy. It was all over the place, but I learned a lot. I learned a lot. We covered a lot. I miss you, confidants. Write to me on ConPod on Instagram. We'll be doing a giveaway. We'll also be doing a collaboration release this week. We're doing a giveaway coming up. You also know it's almost my birthday season, Leo season, right around the corner. And I love to give shit away on my birthdays. I got a lot of good PR recently, so go check that out. Also, if you're not following us there, what the fuck are you doing here, boo? What are you doing? We got to get these numbers up, kids. Also, leave us a review. You know it helps your girl. I saw we had like 1.7K reviews, and I was like, do you think we can get that up to 2? Do you think? How about this? If you leave a review, screenshot it, send it to me in the DMs, and you'll be entered for the giveaway. A special reviews only giveaway. That's right. You heard it here first and last. We'll see you next week, confidants. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.